turn it up, make you raise your cup every time you listen.
Central Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Saddle up my pony, fill the old canteen. Roll the blanket, pack the bags with jerky, grits, and beans. Say goodbye to the fellas, save away my mail. Kiss my darling Susie, I'm bound to hit the trail. For a
it is indeed once again time to hit the trail with Trail Tunes on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI, the show that plays the best of cowboy, western, and south of the border music. So let's saddle up, buckaroos, and head out to those wide open spaces.
The trail. Now way out there on the prairie is where I long to be. So give me my rope and my 44 and I'll ride fancy free. Just to see that pale moon rising on the rim of the canyon's veil. I hear that lobo howling and I'm bound to hit the trail.
Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of the town. Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of the town, with his wife and five children and his cabin broken down. He'd look for work and money, and he'd walk a ragged mile. He'd look for work and money, and he'd walk a ragged mile. Your children's all so hungry that they don't know how to smile. Your grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. Your grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. Oh. You spent your last lone dollar on seven shotgun shells. We out in the wilderness, a cold coyote called. We out in the wilderness, cold coyote calls. Your eyes fixed on the shotgun that's hanging on the wall. And you pray to the Lord, oh please send you a friend. You pray to the Lord, please send you a friend. But your empty pockets tell you that you ain't got no friends. Seven breezes blowing outside the cabin door. That seven breezes blowing outside the cabin door. Seven shots rang out like an ocean's pounding roar. There's seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. There's seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. And somewhere in the distance, there's seven new people born.
Tony Joe White with the Bob Dylan classic Ballad of Hollis Brown. And before that, we heard from the Handsome Family to open the show today with Arlene. Welcome, everyone. Trail Tunes once again here on WIRI. A little different show today. We are going through the vast catalog of murder ballads. Yes, it is a traditional form. It's been around for centuries. And the Old West was not immune to its charms. Charms? I don't know about that. I guess you'll have to decide for yourself if it is charming. A lot of different voices today, and let's get back to our roots with some Tanya Tucker. Here's one of her big hits, actually. Did you know this was a murder ballad? Blood Red and Going Down on 105.5.
That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red. Said, now come, girl, we headed down the road to Augusta. And faintly through his clenched teeth, he called Mama's name, and then he cussed her. He said, girl, you're young, but some dude has come along and stole your mother. But you can't steal a willing mind, 'cause mama's always looking for a lover.
That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down.
With dusty teardrops on his face, my daddy cried in big steps he was taking.
halfway running to keep up. My shorter legs were so tired and shaking. Where did I go wrong, girl? Why would she leave us both this way? At times like these, a child of 10 never knows exactly what to say. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. We searched in every bar room and honky tonk as well. And finally daddy found them, and Lord, you know hard to tell. He sent me out to wait, but scared I looked back through the door. And daddy left them both soaking up the sawdust on the floor.
Lived a maiden fair, whose life was pure as heaven, whose heart was free from care. She dreamed of love and romance, with heart so glad and free. No gloom within the future young Freda Bold could see. Nearby lived dear Unharmon, a boy she loved so well. And of these two young lovers, a story I will tell. 'Twas late one Thursday evening, the stars were shining dim. That Buron called his sweetheart to come and go with him. He told her on tomorrow that they would surely wed, but little was she thinking he'd take her life instead. They motored to Bent Mountain, a place so dark and lone, and there her farm so helpless he placed beneath the stone. Away from home and mother that Freda loved so well, the bitter pain and anguish no mortal tongue can tell. Through tears she pled for mercy, but heeding not her cry, young Harmon left his sweetheart in agony to die. We think the God in heaven must surely heard her cry, and sent a band of angels to linger very nigh, and bear her spirit over to yonder's happy shore. For dying comes no never, and parting is no more.
which my true love did not know. And there I poisoned that dear little girl down under the banks below. I stabbed her with my dagger, which was a bloody knife. And I threw her into the river, which was a dreadful sight. My father often told me that money would set me free. If I would murder that dear little girl whose name was Rose Connolly.
The Kassoy Sisters with Down in a Willow Garden, and before that, the first family of country. It was the Carter family with Young Freda Bolt. Of course, the Carter family did quite a few murder ballads in their career, but they weren't the only progenitors of country music, of course not. Up next, we have one of the most original voices, important to both country and blues music. Here's Jimmy Rogers with the classic Frankie and Johnny.
Frankie and Johnny was sweethearts. Oh Lord, how they did love. Swore to be true to each other, true as the stars above. He was her man, he wouldn't do her wrong. Frankie went down to the corner just for a bucket of beer. She says, Mr. Bartender, has my loving Johnny been here? He's my man, he wouldn't do me wrong. I don't want to cause you no trouble, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I saw your lover an hour ago with a girl named Ellie Bly. He was your man, but he's doing you wrong. Frankie looked over the transom. She saw to her surprise, there on a cot said Johnny, making love to Nellie Bly. He's my man, and he's doing me wrong. Olee-ee-ee-olee. Frankie drew back her kimono. She took out a little 44. Rooty-toot-toot-three times she shot right through that hardwood door. Shot her man, he was doing her wrong. Bring out the rubber-tied buggy, bring out the rubber-tied hack. I'm taking my man to the graveyard, but I ain't gonna bring him back. Lord, he was my man, and he done me wrong. Bring out 1,000 policemen, bring them around today. To lock me down in the dungeon cell and throw that key away. I shot my man, he was doing me wrong. Frankie said to the warden, what are they going to do? The warden, he said to Frankie, it's electric chair for you, cause you shot your man, he was doing you wrong. This story has no morrow, this story has no end. This story just goes to show that there ain't no good in men. He was a man, and he done a wrong.
Hi, this is Dottie B, host of Weekend Wake Up. Join me each Sunday morning during the 10 o'clock hour as I bring you the Gospel Country Music Hour, where we'll hear a blend of the classic gospel you know and love and some new artists along the way. Join us each Sunday morning on 105.5 WIRI.
It's time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta-potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For a clean, reliable, affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call, 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta-potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Think WeatherTech specialists. Next time you hear the weather and visit our friends from TJ's Auto and Collision Center, make sure to protect your vehicle in this Wisconsin weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the low 70s. Becoming sunny and hot for Monday. Heat index pushes into the upper 90s. Monday night, a low around 69, chance of a storm. For Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and highs in the mid 80s.
It's 92 at our studios.
Country favorites and classics for all of central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
In your hand, hey, hey Joe, where you going with that money in your hand? You know I'm gonna go downtown. I'm gonna buy me a blue steel 44. Downtown, I'm gonna buy me a blue steel 44. That's a big gun, you know. Well, I said, hey Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand now? Well, hey Joe, where you going with that gun in your hand now? I'm gonna take that gun, I'm gonna shoot my woman. I caught her out messing around. I'm gonna take that gun, I'm gonna shoot that woman. I caught her out, she's messing around. Shot your woman dead, just shot her dead. We all heard that. Yes, I did. I caught her, my best friend is in bed. Yes, I did. caught at my best friend Nancy's bed. They's making love and I shot her. Hey, Joe. Where are you gonna go now? Hey, Joe. Where are you gonna go now? I guess I'll go down south. I'll go down to Mexico. I'm going south, where I know I can be free. Oh, there ain't no hangman gonna put no noose around me. I guess I'll go down south. I guess I'll go down to Mexico.
Thank you.
Shadowgrass with John Hardy on 105.5 WIRI. And before that, we heard from Tim Rose and his version of Hey Joe. Now, Tim Rose performed this song live at the Cafe Wa in Greenwich Village in New York City. And that is where one Jimi Hendrix first heard the song. And, of course, he later went on to make it his own. Continuing on with Murder Ballads here on Trail Tunes Today, everyone. Another classic country group coming up here. Not known for their murder ballads. In fact, they were more on the sacred side of things, but every now and then they would get down in the dirt. Here's another old classic, the Louvin Brothers with Knoxville Girl, 105.5.
This is a true story that happened in the hills of western North Carolina in the year 1928. This tragedy occurred near the little town of Danbury in Stokes County in the state of North Carolina. It's absolutely true. This man murdered his family, his wife, and himself. His name was Charlie Lawson, and this song is entitled The Story of the Lawson Family.
Thank you. It was on last Christmas Eve. The snow was on the ground at his home in North Carolina. The murderer he was found. His name was Charlie Lawson, and he had a lovely wife, but they never knew what caused him. Say he killed his wife at first while a little one did cry. Please, Papa, won't you spare our lives? Or it's so hard to die.
Lily of the West.
but she turned unto another man, which sore distressed my mind. She robbed me of my liberty, deprived me of my rest. Then go, my lovely Flora, the lily of the down in yonder shady grove, a man of high degree, conversing with my Flora there, it seemed so strange to me. And the answer that she gave to him, it sore did me oppress. I was betrayed by Flora, the lily of the stepped up to my rival, my dagger in my hand. I seized him by the collar, and I boldly bade him stand. Being mad to desperation, I pierced him in the breast. Then go, my lovely Flora, the lily of the had to stand my trial, I had to make my plea. They placed me in the criminal box and then commenced on me. Although she swore my life away, deprived me of my rest, still I love my faithless Flora, the lily of the west.
Joan Baez with The Lily of the West, and before that, we heard from the Stanley Brothers and the story of the Lawson family, which took place in North Carolina, not far from where the Stanley Brothers actually grew up. A little close to home on that one. Coming up on Trail Tunes, everyone, we've got a classic country artist and one of his big hits, and another song, which is... was this, maybe you didn't think about it when it came out, or if you've heard it before, but I assure you, The Long Black Veil by Lefty Frizzell is definitely a murder ballad.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold's high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Country favorites and classics 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
Walking down the street the other day, I heard the report of a pistol. A friend of mine looked up, sort of excited-like, and said, "What could that mean?" Give him something sort of like this. "Well, they tell me Mr. Garfield been shot down low down. Tell me Mr. Garfield been shot. Oh, they tell me Mr. Garfield been shot down low down. Tell me Mr. Garfield been shot. Now I saw a crowd gathered up over there and went across and went in. Saw Mr. Garfield laying on a bed. And I said, "Howdy, how you feeling?" He looked up sort of sad-like and give me something sort of like this. "Well, they tell me I've been shot down very low down. Tell me I've been shot down low. Oh, they tell me I've been shot down very low down. Tell me I've been shot down low. Now, a city fella was there, and they asked him if he'd like something to eat. And he said, "Yup, just bring me something I'm used to." And he gave me something sort of like this. "Well, bring on your ham and your eggs, Lord, Lord. Bring on your ham and your eggs. Well, bring on your ham and your eggs, Lord, Lord. Bring on your ham and your eggs." Now there's a country fella there too, and asked him if he'd like something to eat, and he said, "Yup, just give me something I'm used to. Give him something sort of like this. Well, bring on your bacon and your beans, Lord, Lord. Bring on your bacon and your beans." Now Mrs. Garfield come in, walked up to the bed, looked down at Mr. Garfield and said, "Mr. Garfield, if something was to go wrong and you don't get well, would you mind if I was to marry again?" And he gave her something sort of like this. "Don't you never let a chance go by, Lord, Lord. Don't you never let a chance go by. Don't you never let a chance go by, Lord, Lord. Don't you never let a chance go by."
Jillian Welch and David Rawlings with the story of poor Ellen Smith. And before that, we had a tale of presidential assassination by Ramblin' Jack Elliott. That was Mr. Garfield. Getting ready to wrap up the show here shortly, everyone. A couple more tunes to go on our murder ballad trail tunes for this week. Up next, we have another legendary figure. And this song has been recorded by many, many people. Here's a newer group. I love their sound, and I love the way they do this one. Here's Railroad Bill by Crooked Still on 105.5.
Right.
That just about does it for us this week on Trail Tunes, everyone. Hope you enjoyed these murder ballads, a special show today. It was a lot of fun to put together. I'll be back again next week with another edition of Trail Tunes, the best of cowboy, western, and south of the border songs. We're going to go out with the Del McCurry Band and Rain and Snow to wrap it up. So long, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Cheeks were as red as a rose. As a rose, oh Lord. And her cheeks were as red as a this away, yay, oh Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. Rain and snow.